Grace to all of you and peace from God, our Father, our Lord, and our Savior, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit who is active here in our midst this morning. Amen. During a study at Harvard in the 1950s, Dr. Kurt Richter placed rats in a pool of water to test how long they could each tread water. By the way, I saw this online and I went back and looked at the study to make sure it was true. So it is true. On average, they'd get in the water and they'd sink after about 15 minutes. They just were exhausted. But right after they started to sink, they would be picked out of the water and dried off. The researcher dried them off, let them sit there for another 2 minutes, and then they stuck them back in the pool of water to see how long they could swim this time. How long do you think they could swim the second try? Was it another 15 minutes, maybe 10 or 5 because they were tired rats? It was 60 hours. 60 hours. So understand, 15 minutes, exhausted. They started to sink. The next time they tried, 60 hours. That's how long it took them before they got tired. They started to sink. So the researchers were trying to figure out why this would happen. And the conclusion drawn was since the rats believed that they would eventually be rescued, they could push their bodies way past what they previously had imagined. So I'll leave you with this thought. If hope can cause exhausted rats to swim for that long, what could hope do for your life? Because Easter is all about hope. Hope in a resurrection to new life through faith in Jesus Christ. And all of us, I think, need hope. Some of you might feel like one of those rats, just treading water, getting very exhausted doing it, feeling like you're sinking. And it doesn't matter how good people tell you things are, it doesn't always actually seem that way to your life. For instance, I'm told that the economy looks really good, but most everyone that I talk to says they can't seem to find enough money to pay for like their basic expenses like groceries and gas. Everything costs more, so you might have gotten a raise, but it doesn't seem to make a difference because everything costs more that you're paying for. And all of us need more time, but we know we should have extra time because we have things like dishwashers and microwaves and cell phones and computers. We should be able to have a lot of free time, but we don't. We're still unable to get everything that needs to be done, done. And I appreciate that you are all here this morning. Because I bet that a lot of you would love to come to church more on Sundays, but you literally cannot find the time to do it. Some of you have to work on Sundays. Let's be honest. Places are still open Sunday mornings. That means those people aren't in church. Other people, you have kids, and they always put sports things on Sundays. Some of you, I've heard stories like this multiple times, you set your alarm because you're intending on bringing all your kids to church that day, and then you're woke up at 2 a.m. by someone throwing up. And then for the next month, you don't get to leave the house because everybody's sick in your household. It derails your plans, your good plans. It's not that you don't care, but you're just trying to survive. And church sometimes feels like that elective course that your schedule just can't fit in with everything else that you have to get done. And so one of the things I want you to hear today is that God understands. I know he's here at church, but he is in your homes too, and he is at work too, and he's at school with you too. So even if nobody else understands, I believe that he does. I want you to at least believe he understands you. He doesn't judge you. He doesn't judge you for feeling hopeless. He knows that nothing in this world can satisfy your real needs, that you have needs for freedom and purpose that you are looking for to get filled and you can't find. But I also want you to hear this. If you're looking for this hope, if you feel like you're drowning, look to Jesus. He is the one who reaches down into our lives while we're treading water like drowned rats and pulls us out. The Bible says things like, cast all your cares on him, for he cares for you. It says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all those details of your life are going to be handled by God as well. He says, the sovereign Lord will wipe away the tears from all faces. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain because the old order of things has passed away. I know for a fact I can't fix your problems, and I actually believe you by yourself can't fix your problems either. God alone can bring hope to a hurting world. I believe God alone is the one that you need to look to fix these problems. And you might think it's really complicated, but putting your faith in Jesus is the first step and really the one thing that God wants you to do. Once you've taken that step, the Holy Spirit starts to work in your life. And you might just see your life changing, even though you didn't intend on it. It just starts to change because that's how God works. You might realize that you've stopped looking for security so much in your bank account, and you find more peace just when you pray. Or you might notice how you put down your cell phone a little more often and pick up your Bible a little more as well. You might find that you actually experience a lot more joy by coming to worship or watching worship online than sleeping in on Sunday mornings. You might find that that starts happening. I don't know how God is going to work in your life, but I truly believe that he will start working in your life. Because once you start believing that God is the one that can save you, you're going to be given a peace that passes all your understanding and a source of strength that other people start to notice. Because I've seen people who are fighting things like cancer with a smile on their face because they know that they're not fighting it alone. They've got a Christian community behind them, but also a God who is fighting on their side. And they believe in the power of healing and the power of prayer. I've seen people face the end of their life with peace and assurance that they are going to miss the ones they love, but that they're going to see their Savior face to face. And I've seen families transformed because they start putting God as their priority. People I never used to see at church, I see them like every week now because growing in their faith actually seems to be making a difference for them. People have found a new life in Jesus and now they can't stop telling others about him. And a sermon, that didn't make that happen. And one church service, it's not going to make that happen, but God makes that happen. Because he reached down into their lives and showed them that there was hope. So when they started living it again, they found that they could do more than they could have ever imagined because he was the one giving them the strength to do it. So I believe that God brought each one of you here today for a reason. And I pray that you feel him reaching down into your life, bringing you hope. If you're tired of the rat race of life, swimming, unable to catch your breath, if you need help leading your family, need hope living without someone you love, please just ask God to come into your heart and into your life so that he can transform you. Jesus said, ask and it will be given you, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. I mean, you could always go back to living life without hope. But God might just change you and help you live a new life. Jesus said, I come that they might have life and have it abundantly. I hope that maybe this day, years from now, is the day you remember having your heart renewed, your hope restored. I mean, you might be all ready to give up now. Maybe this church service was you giving God one last chance to come through for you before you just gave up completely. I pray that when you leave today, that you don't give up, that you keep swimming, knowing that you aren't alone and that you matter to God more than you can possibly imagine. God does have a plan for your life, a plan full of forgiveness, resurrection, and restoration. You can keep going because no matter how impossible life feels right now. You can hope in God and trust in Him to take care of you, not just in this life, but in the next, because Jesus rose from the dead. You can trust God not just with your daily problems, but you can believe that even at your death, He is going to reach down and save you to spend all eternity with Him. Amen.